This is Ozarks at Large for a Friday, and with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Katie Hendrickson, host of Note with Katie Hendrickson every Sunday through Thursday night beginning at 8. Most Sundays, Katie, or I guess every Sunday, there's a full symphony. I'm going to guess that's the same this week.
Yes, there's at least one full symphony. Occasionally, it is only one because there are very long symphonies, like from Mahler, or even this composer, actually, Bruckner. Although, what I'm playing for this week is his unfinished symphony. So it's not quite as long as some of the other symphonies we know. It's just over an hour long. It's his ninth symphony. It's in D minor. And I actually found a fascinating recording. It's actually the last recording from the legendary conductor Claudio Abbado. He didn't know it would be his last recording. It's a live recording from the Lucerne Festival. But he didn't know he was older, but he didn't know he died.
This was not planned.
It was not a planned, like, saying goodbye or anything like that. It was just that was the last symphony he conducted. And it was interesting, too, that he chose Bruckner's Symphony No. 9, his unfinished, and he apparently paired that with Schubert's Ninth, the Unfinished Symphony. So it's kind of fascinating that that happened. But we will hear the entirety of Bruckner's Symphony No. 9 from Lucerne Festival Orchestra and Claudio Abbado. That's coming up this Sunday.
Can I ask a really silly question? To a neophyte or a casual classical knowledge person like myself, would I be able to tell it's unfinished?
Really, the only way you can tell is, I think, the movement structures, but even that isn't necessarily. And then a lot of times what happens is if someone has died and a composition is published posthumously, that means there's someone editing in there and kind of picking up where the composer left off. Just like sometimes there's a novelist who has written a book, but they die before they actually complete the entire process and it's published. So someone, an editor, comes in and looks at it and kind of makes it
this is where this person was going.
Yeah, so that happens as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Sunday night at 8 on Of Note. There's also some great classical music that we're going to have a chance to see.
That's right. Really excited, actually. Voces 8, they're an 8-piece a cappella vocal ensemble from the UK, and they appear at the Walton Arts Center as part of the 10x10 Art Series December 3rd, Sunday, December 3rd. It's a great holiday time concert. They're a cappella. They have they're 8 voices that perfectly blend together, and their repertoire is very fascinating as well, ranging from like the more typical Renaissance polyphony and then going up to, for example, they do Ben Folds 5.
Cool.
And they also, I always like to do this because in the 90s, I was really big fan of trip hop and Massive Attack. And there's a song called Teardrop, and they do that song. So I'm always like really excited when I play that song on my show because I'm like, I get to talk about trip hop on a classical music show. Another way people might recognize the Massive Attack song is it was the opening credits for the House TV show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So you're going to play some of their stuff as we get closer to the
concert. Yeah, that's the highlight all week long is Voces 8. I also had a chance to speak with a composer, a Norwegian composer who worked a lot with Voces 8 and traveled with them. So I'm gonna dig that interview up so we can hear from that composer. He was visiting the University of Arkansas a couple of years ago, so I had a chance to chat with him about that.
Cool. And finally, your week will end with Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
Do you plan something different for Thanksgiving?
I love to, it's our American holiday, so I like to put in American composers for the whole show. I love to actually represent diverse voices, so I look at people who are maybe underrepresented in the classical music canon. This time I've turned to a woman composer named Sarah Kirkland Snyder, and she is a contemporary composer out of Brooklyn, and she has this fascinating project called Unremembered, and it's a 13-piece song cycle with a chamber orchestra.
Cool.
So that should be really great as well.
That'll be on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So some unfinished, some unremembered for this holiday
right.
week. I like that. I like that. Every Sunday through Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on KUAF, and then also on KUAF 2.
Yes, KUAF 2, the time is from 9 to 11 a.m. There are folks who missed having the daytime of note show that was on the air for many years, and so that's an opportunity to listen to it on our digital classical signal from 9 to 11 a.m.
Same days, Sunday through Thursday.
Yep.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank
pumpkin you. Pie? You a pumpkin pie fan?
I love pumpkin pie. Although the pumpkin chiffon is what I make, which is it's what my grandma, she used to make the pumpkin chiffon pie. And so my mom and my grandfather are always like, will you make pumpkin chiffon? It's a twist on the traditional pumpkin. It's like more custardy.
I can't, nothing wrong with that. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.